Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go, off and running an hour or two of sports talk here on WWL. The LSED is considering forcing fans, football fans, to provide a vaccination card, proof that they've been vaccinated, to attend sporting events. Would you be okay with that? For or against that idea? The president of the Superdome's commission, Kyle France, says, quote, "We're not there yet. Hopefully the people in Louisiana continue to get vaccinated and our numbers will pick up and we'll be able to go to Saints games at full capacity." He went on to say, "We need to be careful that all of the fans that are coming into the facility are vaccinated. In other words, no vaccination, no sporting events." He might as well have said that. While the Saints say, quote, "The New Orleans Saints have no intention of requiring that our fans provide any confirmation of a COVID vaccination to attend our games. However, we do encourage our fans to get vaccinated," end quote. Doug Cinceri joining us now, host of All Things Legal on Sunday mornings right here on WWL. Doug, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Christian. How are you doing, man?
I know you're headed over to the LSU-Alabama game, game one. I'll talk to you about that in a second. But I see this, and I know the government can't force anybody. They can't. It's
right.
By the Constitution, they cannot. Businesses can operate differently. They can try and force it. But are they going to be met with lawsuits, you think? The LSED in particular. You were talking about the American Disabilities Act earlier with me. Explain that.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that come into play. First of all, the COVID vaccinations are granted under emergency use authorization under federal law. And the federal law states that basically public agencies cannot force vaccinations of any type of vaccination that is granted as an emergency use authorization, which is basically an experimental vaccination. They had a case in 2006, Christian, being a former military guy, is that they had some military men who were required to get vaccinations for the anthrax issue in the Middle East. And it was an experimental drug. The soldiers said no. They won in court and said, no, you don't have to take it. Also, there's another issue regarding the Americans with Disabilities Act, because basically the Superdome is a public facility. And so, therefore, if you would get some type of exemption from your doctor saying, based on some type of pre-existing medical condition, it's doctor's recommendation not to get the vaccination due to maybe possible side effects, which to date are not going to be known and not going to be known for several years, then you cannot discriminate against someone based on their immunity status. So there's a couple of things. Plus, there's laws in the legislature that are pending right now that would provide clarity on that also. So you have a lot of things, a lot of hurdles to make the blank statement that you can't have, if you don't have a vaccination, you can't go to a Saints game. I think there's a lot of legal impediments to that, and I don't think it's that simple.
So do you think this is kind of a call my bluff kind of deal?
I think it's a way of sort of being maybe a little heavy-handed and arm twisting to get it in order to go to the game. But I think that if someone wanted to challenge that, they would have a lot of red meat to challenge it with on several levels, on the federal level, constitutional level, and also possibly on the state level based on what the Louisiana legislature does. And I doubt those type of laws would be passed by this governor, but you never know. So I think there's a lot of different avenues to have exceptions to this if you have an objection based on, you know, religious reasons or health reasons or even conscious, you know, based on conscience or freedom or, you know, based on exercise of liberty. So, yes, I think there would be some legal impediments from doing that, and I would anticipate somebody would challenge that.
Doug, I'm going to read you the statement from Superdome Commission President Kyle France. Quote, "We're not there yet. Hopefully the people in Louisiana continue to get their vaccinations, and our numbers will pick up and we'll be able to go to a Saints game at full capacity," end quote. And then he goes on to say, "We need to be careful that all of our fans, or excuse me, all of the fans that are coming into the facility are vaccinated," end quote. Now I'm going to read you the Saints statement. Quote, "The New Orleans Saints have no intention of requiring that our fans require any confirmation of a COVID vaccination to attend our games. However, we do encourage our fans to get vaccinated." Just one word makes a world of difference. Just encourage.
I think the Saints statement is more in line with the applicable authorization legally. Again, I think it is probably a little heavy-handed or overstepping the authority right now to make the blanket statement, you have to get a vaccination to go to a Saints game. There's a little more to that. There's a lot of factors that, you know, for example, it's an experimental drug. People have arguments on all sides of the issue, but one thing you cannot argue with is the fact you will not know the side effects for several years. And to say that, you know, that it's 100% guaranteed that it's not going to have significant side effects is 100% wrong. You just don't know. Now, the other part is they're still having, as they develop, you know, data from these vaccinations, there's maybe certain type of conditions, maybe, you know, certain kind of conditions where a doctor may say, "I'm going to assess the risk of, you know, of the vaccination versus the risk of getting COVID. We think the risk of the vaccination is significant, so therefore I'm going to, in my professional opinion, not recommend my patient get a vaccination." If there's some type of situation like that, then I think you would have to provide under federal law, under state law, some type of exemption for someone who wanted to exercise that right based on those facts. So whether they put them in a different section or, you know, however they do it, that's a different question. But as far as a blanket statement to say that, and I think what the statement said, we're not there. Maybe they're not there yet because they haven't checked it out legally and they haven't looked at all the laws and all the legal implications to it. So I think it might have been an exploratory comment, but I doubt that it is something that was probably scrutinized from a legal standpoint to the extent it should have been before making that statement.
Doug Cinceri, host of All Things Legal here on Sports Talk. And, Doug, one of the things that I find interesting is that we're going to force people as Americans to provide a document to go to something that has been very, very free to us in terms of our liberties to choose to attend my entire life and beyond for the last hundred years where we've made that decision without and you're at greater risk when you're driving from Gulfport to New Orleans to see a Saints game than you are from COVID-19. The numbers bear that out.
I think one of the tensions and one of the issues that's come up in the last year is what is the, you know, personal liberties? You know, every situation, do we have enough sense to make our own decisions? Or do we have enough information to make the decisions what's best for us? And there's a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of vulnerable, you know, people in the population who are vulnerable to COVID, who, you know, vaccinations mean one thing to them. But there's also people, age groups, demographics, who are less vulnerable to it. And even if they did get it, what would be the effects? And you have to weigh that against any possible future side effects of the vaccination. And I think everybody, the question is, to what extent do people get the opportunity to make that decision for themselves and still enjoy the basic liberties of living in this country and which ones don't. And I think that's the tension that is happening now. And that's probably the, you know, trying to figure out where that line starts and stops. So, you know, again, I think it's very interesting. You know, I think the Saints' statement on this is correct. They can encourage and they could give an opinion. But to be heavy-handed and say you are forced to get a vaccination to go to a Saints game, I think has its legal perils to it. And I don't think it's, in my opinion, it's a correct statement at this point, and it would brush up against maybe some state and federal laws.
Doug Cinceri, host of All Things Legal, he and his partner, Albert Nico, on Sundays. It's always a fun listen. They do a good job of explaining the law, which is very complicated, into a simple form for simpletons like me. So I enjoy the show.
Hey, man, I call it Bucktown Law. Let's make the complex simple there.
There you go. Doug, thanks for coming on.
There you go. All right, buddy, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.